To the gymnasium in Ketchikan with Cindy O'Daniel and Becky Jensen calling tonight's ball game.
That's Ashenfelter.
In progress.
Number 30, Louise Cadake. And number 32, Kelsey Mary, will be starting the game here. Coaching the Lady Panthers today, we've got John O.D. O'Daniel and Courtney Coco Mason. And coaching the Cake Thunderbirds is Lloyd Davis. For some of you longtime Skagwegians, you might know Lloyd. He played basketball in high school in Cake
in the 80s.
That wasn't that long ago.
No, just yesterday.
Skagway looking for some redemption here today. They lost to Cake both conference games earlier this season.
We got Zoe tipping off, and it's a blue ball. Skagway's got it. Jade's underneath. Puts it up and no good. Cake with the rebound.
Cake's going to push the ball up the floor. Tanessa Ashenfelter with the ball. She gets it over to number 22, who puts one up. Zoe Wassman with the rebound, and she's fouled by number 22, Chandler Cadake.
No, that was on number 24, Tanessa Ashenfelter.
So Hannah's going to inbound. Cake is putting on some full court man-to-man pressure here. She gets it into Zoe and then back to Hannah, who gets it over to Haley, looking for the press break. They get it to Zoe across half court. She gets it over to Hannah, and then up to Haley. They're going to set up the offense. And she gets Jade at the free throw line, who makes a little move to the basket. She dribbles off her foot, and they call a travel on that. She didn't look like she really had possession, but I think she's going to lose the ball either way. So Cake inbounds at the baseline to Nasa Ashenfelter across half court. She gets it over to Davis, who puts it up for three, and that's no good. And it goes out of bounds. I think I'm going to have difficulty with Tanessa Ashenfelter, her name today. It's a tongue twister. Hannah's going to inbound. She finds Jade. She gets it back to Hannah. Still full court pressure by Cake. She gets it over to Haley. And Davis almost gets the ball away from Hannah. They get it to Zoe across half court.
She's got numbers down low.
And Carol Whitehead's going to put one up. She's been hot recently. She's been made quite a few points for Skagway. Cake gets the rebound, and they get it across half court, and she tries to pass to number 32, and it just goes right out of bounds. So it's going to be Skagway ball in the backcourt. They're still working on breaking that Cake press. Hannah gets it into Jade, who gets it to Hannah. She gets to Haley. Over to Hannah. Back to Haley, who gets it almost taken away. Oh, it is stolen by Cake, and they get it to Davis, who's down underneath the basket. And she travels with the ball. Hannah with a nice hustle back to get on her. And so it's going to be Skagway ball at the baseline. Hannah finds Kara Whitehead in the corner, who gets it to Jade. Back to Hannah. And she gets it to Haley, who gets it across half court. Over to Zoe. Almost got it stolen by Cake, but Jade recovers. She makes a move to the basket. She puts it up and in. 2 points for Jade Cook. Skagway with the first points on the board. Cake's going to bring the ball across half court. Moving pretty quickly over to Ashenfelter, over to Davis. They find Chandler under the basket. She tries to put one up, and that's no good. And number 32, Kelsey Mary, she went for the putback, and she was fouled on a shot by Hannah. Hannah was straight up till the very last second, and then she put that hand down, getting the foul. So she gets the ball for free throw number one. She puts that up, and it's in. 6 minutes, 14 seconds left in the first quarter. Second one goes up and in. So that ties the ball game at 2 points each. Hannah looking to inbound. She finds Jade, and she gets it back to Hannah. Tries to get it to Haley, but it's batted out of bounds by Louise Cadake. I hope I'm saying that right. So Hannah's inbound against the sideline. She finds Kara Whitehead, gets it to Hannah, over to Zoe across half court. Back to Hannah. She's going to get it to Haley. They're going to set something up. Tries to get it to Zoe. The pass is just a little too high and goes right through her hands and out of bounds. Nice hustle by Kara trying to recover that bad pass, but couldn't quite get there. So Cake's got the ball. She gets it to Ashenfelter. Top of the key. Finds Chandler Cadake. She's going to dribble around. She likes to shoot from 3 points, from beyond the three-point line, rather. Number 32 puts it up and in.
I believe that was only a two.
Must have had her toe on the line. So 4-2, Cake with the 2-point lead. Hannah tries to get it to Haley, and it goes out of bounds.
Need to have some good crisp passes by Blue here. Panther ladies need to settle down and get in their groove.
Looking for a few ball fakes so they can pass around the Cake defenders. Cake's got the ball to number 30. She puts one up, but it's blocked. Number 32 there for the putback. So that's two more points for Cake. 6-2, Cake with a 4-point lead. Hannah gets it into Kara, who gets it to Jade. It's back to Hannah. Hannah's going to push it up through half court. She's got lots of room. She pulls up for a little jumper. She puts it up off the back of the rim, and Cake with the rebound.
Oh.
Haley steals the ball right under the basket, gets it to Jade, and she wants to put it back up, and she's fouled on the ground.
By number 30,
Louise Cadake. Louise Cadake was trying to get the ball away from Jane. She got her on the arm. So Haley's going to inbound at the baseline. She gets it to Hannah in the corner, who puts it up. And it's no good. Cake with the rebound. Cake's going to push the ball. They don't have numbers. All of Skagway's back on defense, so they're going to set up the offense. Louise with the ball up at the top of the key. Back over to Cadake, number 22. They find Mary at the free throw line, gets it back out to Cadake, out to the other Cadake, and she puts it up for three. Maybe? No, that was just two. So 8-2, Cake with a 6-point lead. Hannah gets it into Jade, over to Haley, who gets it to Zoe. And we're called for an over and back. Zoe dribbled the ball across half court, which was good. We beat that 10-second clock, but then she passed backwards, which... she has a habit of doing, and Jade had not established herself in the front court, so they were called for an over and back. We've got 4 minutes, 27 seconds left in the first quarter. Cake with 8, Skagway with just 2. So Cake with a 6-point lead. Cake's coming out with some aggressive defense. We're doing a pretty good job of breaking the press. So, sorry, I think we forgot to mention that Skagway, somebody called a timeout there. Must have been Cake, because it's Cake ball. Ashenfelter with the ball at the top of the key. Finds Cadake at the free throw line. She's going to make a move to the basket. She puts it up and over a couple of Skagway defenders. That's no good. Haley almost with the rebound, but she loses the handle. Davis dribbles around. Ashenfelter for 3 points. No good. Zoe almost has the rebound, but she just can't quite hang on.
A lot of pushing going on down there.
Ashenfelter goes for the putback, and it's no good. There's a loose ball. Ashenfelter's called for a foul there. I think that's two for her.
Tanessa Ashenfelter. That is her second. She's doing a lot of pushing down low.
So Hannah's going to inbound. She finds Jade in the middle of the key. Over to Haley. Haley's going to get it across half court, but then she's trapped. She tries to pass over a couple of Cake players, which isn't terribly effective. It's knocked out of bounds. They say it was last touched by Haley, so it's Cake ball at half court. Inbounded to Nanessa Ashenfelter. Over to Davis, who's going to put one up. No good. Jade with the rebound. Gets it to Haley. Little bit of pressure by Cake. Not too much here, just Davis going to the ball. Hannah gets it across half court. She finds Zoe, who gets Jade at the free throw line. Nice little move by Jade. She puts it up. Oh, but they're calling her for a travel before the shot. So the basket was no good anyway. Cake inbounds to Ashenfelter. She gets it across half court. Over to Davis. They're passing around. Not sure what that offense is. Ashenfelter puts one up for three, and that's good. So 3 minutes, 24 seconds left in the quarter. 11-2, Skagway with the Cake with the lead. Still trying to break that press. Hannah with the ball. Gets it to Jade across half court. She's guarded tightly by Kelsey Mary. She gets it back to Hannah. Over to Haley. She's going to set up the offense at the top of the key. Over to Hannah. Little ball fake by Hannah. She dribbles around and gets it to Zoe, who's going to put it up for a long two and banks that one in. So 11-4, 2 minutes, 57 seconds left in the quarter. Ashenfelter with the ball. She gets across half court. They try to find Cadake. And it's battered away, but over to a Cake player who kicks it out to Mary, who puts it up for three, and that's no good. It bounces off the rim and up and over the backboard. Hannah's going to inbound. She finds Haley over on the sideline. She gets it to Jade in the middle of the court, who gets it back to Hannah. Hannah's going to get it across half court. She's going to be guarded by Davis. She gets it to Haley. Haley puts it up. Nice little shot by Haley, but it's no good. Cake is going to push the ball all the way up the court. Skagway's there to play good defense. Number 42 gets the ball. She puts it up, rebounded by Hannah. It's batted away by Davis, but they say it was off of Hannah, so it's going to be white ball. It's cake ball underneath the cake basket at the baseline. They get it out to number 30, guarded by Haley, out to Davis. Little ball fake by Davis. She makes a move towards the hoop, and she puts it up. No good. Ball bounces around. Kara Whitehead comes up with a rebound. Kara White has become a really good little rebounder for us, too. She's only in eighth grade, already playing varsity basketball. Haley gets the ball to Zoe, who finds Jade at the elbow. Zoe's called for a travel before that pass, so it's going to be cake ball in the backcourt on the sideline. Over to Kadake. Over to
Ashenfelter. Oh, no, sorry. Sorry, lied. Kadake.
The other Kadake. I'm just going to call them Chandler and Louise since they have the same last name.
It's knocked out of bounds by Cake, and Panthers have the ball at half court.
Hannah gets it into Haley. Back to Hannah. Over to Haley. They find Zoe. She's going to put one up off the back of the rim. Nobody's there to rebound but Cake, so they get the ball. Skagway gets back on defense. Chandler is bringing the ball up. I don't think this is her usual role, so I'm not sure she really sure where to go. She gets it over to Louise, who gets it to Davis, and tries to find Chandler on the opposite side of the court, but she can't get the handle on that pass, so it goes out of bounds. Skagway's going to inbound on the sideline in the backcourt. Hannah gets it to Haley. A little pressure by Davis. She gets it. She wants to get it to Jade, but that wasn't a great pass, and it goes right to Cake. Chandler brings the ball across half court again. She's going to make a move to the basket, and she runs right into Jade, tries to shoot over Jade. No good. Jade gets the rebound. She gets the ball to Hannah. Hannah's going to get it to Haley. They're going to push it across half court over to Zoe. Then fight Jade right in the key, and Jade banks it up and in, and she's fouled on the shot. So Jade with an opportunity for a three-point play right here. 56 seconds left in the quarter. Cake with a five-point lead, 11-6. Jade hoping to put one more point on the board. She gets the ball for that one free throw. It's up and short off the front of the rim. Cake with the rebound. Davis is going to push the ball up the floor. 54 seconds left. She finds Chandler, who launches one from beyond the three-point line. Zoe with the rebound. And she gets it to Jade, who gives it to Hannah. Hannah's going to push across half court. She gets it to Haley, who finds Jade. She's going to make a move to the basket. She puts one up, and no good. I think she gets Chandler in the mouth. So Chandler goes to sit down even before there's a sub. So Jade was just driving through the key, and she put the shot up, and there was some contact there, and so Chandler's on the bench. Looks like she got hit in the mouth. 55 seconds left in the timeout. That's not terribly helpful.
There's not much time left on the clock.
No, certainly less than a minute, maybe around 30 seconds. We've got Cake with a five-point lead. It's 11-6, and Skagway's got four fouls, Cake with just one. Is that right? That's
no.
That's not right.
Skagway with one, Cake with
four. Oh, see, if I could read the scoreboard correctly.
We are visitors.
You would have correct information. Cake takes the floor, and here comes Skagway out of the timeout. Cake is going to be inbounding from under their basket. I am just backwards all over the place.
Clown town day two, that's what it is.
Certainly. The ball goes to Davis. She's going to put one up off the back of the rim. And Zoe ends up with a rebound, almost loses her balance, but she's able to maintain it. Somebody calls a timeout.
Hannah
she
calls
was,
a quick timeout.
She was Zoe was struggling to find somewhere to go with the ball, and she was right between a defender and the baseline. So timeout called by Hannah, just a 30-second timeout.
There's 21 seconds left on the clock in the first quarter.
Cake with 11, Skagway with 6. Clown Town Day 2 is for sure. Oh, and just so everyone knows, we set the wrong time for the boys' game tomorrow. They do not play at 12:45. They play at 4:15. So Hannah inbounds the ball. Cake's still with the full court pressure to Jade, and then she gets it to Kara, who gets it across half court, who gets it to Haley. They're going to set the offense up. Looks like Cake is running the box and one defense. They bat it away, but Hannah's able to recover. Then Zoe gets it. She's trying to make a move to the basket. They call her on a travel.
I actually think it was a double dribble.
Yeah. Could be.
She bounced, stopped, bounced again.
Cake rolls the ball in. 2.4 seconds left. Louise with the ball. She's going to launch it from way far away, and that's not even close. So that's the end of the first quarter. Cake with 11, Skagway with 6. Skagway with a little bit of a rough start, but they started smoothing it out there at the end. Cake's got 4 fouls, Skagway with 1. And again, the boys' game tomorrow will be at 4:15, and they're going to be playing Angoon because they lost their game against the Yakutat earlier today. And we had a nice little lip sync demonstration given to us between games by Micah Cook. It was really quite impressive. If I didn't know any better, I could have sworn he was singing the song himself and showing us some dance moves. It was pretty impressive.
He was doing a sweet job out there.
Yeah.
So just real quick, Jade has 4 and Zoe has 2, and we have Hannah with 1 foul. On the Cake side, Chandler Kadake with 1, Tanessa Ashenfelter has 2 fouls, and Louise Kadake has 1.
So Skagway takes the floor, and this is the beginning of the second quarter. And the possession arrow is in Cake's favor, so they're going to inbound at half court. Chandler is going to inbound Ashenfelter. She gets it over to Louise, back to Ashenfelter. They find Davis at the free throw line. She puts one up off the back of the rim and out. Zoe with the rebound.
Cake has taken their press off here in this quarter so far.
Haley's at the top of the key. She gets it to Hannah. Hannah takes a little dribble towards the basket and puts one up and in. So 11-8. Cake with a 3-point lead. Ashenfelter to bring the ball up. She gets across half court. She finds Kelsey Mary at the free throw line, who gets it to Chandler down low on the low block there, and she lays it up and in. Cake with the press one more time. Hannah's going to inbound. She finds Kara in the corner, who gets it back to Hannah, who gets it to Jade. Back to Hannah. Hannah's going to get it across half court over to Haley. She finds Zoe, gets it to Jade at the free throw line, who puts it up, and she's fouled on the shot.
Talia Davis.
So Jade is going to go to the free throw line looking for 2 free throws right here. The first free throw goes up, and that's good. Jade's had a lot of time at the free throw line this season, and she's really getting good at those free throws. Second one is also good. So 7 minutes left in the half. Skagway just down by 3, 13-10. Chandler has the ball at the top of the key, looking for somewhere to go, gets it to Louise, who gets it to Ashenfelter. She's going to put it up for 3 off the back of the rim. Kara didn't quite have position, and Kelsey Mary gets the rebound, the putback, and she's also fouled on the shot. 2-0. So that foul is called on Kara Whitehead. Kara couldn't quite get in there to box her out, so she's called for the foul. The basket was good. She puts that free throw up, and it's in and out. 6 minutes, 50 seconds left in the half. Jade is just going to take that ball all the way down by herself. A couple little moves around, a couple defenders. She gets it to Haley, who wants to put it up, but it's blocked. Over to Hannah. Little ball fake by Hannah. A couple dribbles, gets it to Zoe. Over to Haley, who finds Hannah. She gets Jade down by the low block. Jade, a couple dribbles, she puts it up, and she's fouled again. 6 minutes, 30 seconds left in the half. Cake with 15, Skagway with 10. Jade will go to the line for 2 free throws. First one goes up and in. Jade gets the ball for free throw number 2, and that one goes up and also good. So Skagway's still just behind by 3, 6 minutes, 30 seconds left in the half. Tanessa Ashenfelter wants to take it all the way to the basket, but she pulls up the dribble, gets it over to Louise in the corner, who finds Ashenfelter up top behind the 3-point line, and she puts one up and in for 3. Hannah's going to inbound Cake with her full court pressure. She gets it over to Kara in the corner, who gets it to Jade. Back to Kara, who gets it across half court. You know, they call her for an over and back there, but the Cake player was all over her and actually pushed her across the half court line. So I'm not a real fan of that call, but Cake inbounds. Ashenfelter with the ball. They find Davis at the free throw line. Haley strips the ball. It's loose. They're going to tie it up down there in the key, and it's a jump ball. The possession arrow is in Skagway's favor, so Hannah's going to inbound at the baseline. She finds Zoe, who it wasn't quite sure what she wanted to do, but she took one dribble and then passed to Jade. Oh, Jade tried to pass to Hannah, and Davis wanted to come and steal that pass, but she got Hannah on the body pretty hard instead. So Hannah, that puts Skagway in the bonus. So Hannah's going to go to the line for one and one, actually. And Hannah's a pretty accurate free throw shooter, so hopefully she can make the front end of this 1-1. She puts the ball up. Oh, and it's in and out. Chandler with the rebound. Skagway's going to get back on defense. Chandler gets across half court. Dribble between the legs. She wants to go somewhere, and Hannah strips the ball from her. Kara recovers that and then gets it back to Hannah. Hannah's going to push the ball across half court. She's chased by three Cake players. She finds Zoe, who gets it to Haley, who finds Jade. And Jade is going to be called for a travel, I think.
Yep, she took three steps.
I think she just lost her footing there a little bit, lost her balance. It was a good move, though. It was some good hustle by Skagway. Ashenfelter with the ball at the top of the key.
Okay, I'm going to have to say I don't agree with that call that was just called. Hannah was just called for the foul, and she got pinned in between two Cake players. And
It looked like there could have been a moving screen on Cake there.
Yeah.
They find Louise right at the free throw line. She goes to shoot. Nice block by Zoe. Kara tries to recover, and the ball goes out of bounds, but they're going to say it was last touch by Cake. So Hannah's going to inbound on the sideline at half court. She gets it to Haley. She's across half court at the top of the key, setting up that offense. They find Hannah. She's pretty wide open, but she tries to get it into Jade, who's got a few Cake players on her, so it gets stripped away. And they fast break and can't quite handle the pass. Looks like Davis got the rebound on that one. And Hannah's called for her.
No, Jade's called.
Jade. Their numbers are the same, only reversed. So you can see how I'd get confused.
Are you a little dyslexic today, Cindy?
Talk about confused. Davis puts the first free throw up, and that's good. 5 minutes left in the half, 19-12. Cake with the lead. Davis at the line, hoping to put one more on the board. And that one goes in. So 20-12. Skagway with an 8-point deficit right now, 5 minutes left in the half.
Not sure what was happening there, but both coaches were at their scores table.
So Cake with 17 fouls. Talia Davis with 2 and Tanessa Ashenfelter with 2.
And we have Hannah O'Daniel with 2, Jade with 1, and Kara Whitehead with 1.
Hannah's out talking to the referee, not sure what they're asking her to look for there.
Maybe that moving screen.
Maybe. Could be. So Hannah will be inbounding under the Cake basket. Cake with the full court press. She tries to get it to Zoe, but there's just too many Cake players in front of her. Cake puts the ball up. Tanessa Ashenfelter shoots, and it's no good off the back of the rim. And Jade with the rebound. So Hannah's going to get the ball across half court. She gets it to Haley. They're going to set up the offense. She gets it back to Hannah, who's just going to take the shot from there, and that's up and good. Just 2, she must add a toe on the line because she was way out there. So 2 points for Hannah, 4 minutes, 40 seconds left to go in the half. 20-14, Cake with a 6-point lead. They are bringing the ball up the court. Louise with the ball gets it over to Chandler. Picks up her dribble. They get Ashenfelter at the free throw line. She puts it up. That's no good. Ashenfelter with her own rebound and the putback. So 2 more points for Ashenfelter. 22-14, 4 minutes, 15 seconds left in the half. Hannah gets it into Haley. who finds Jade, who's across half court. Jade's got room to get all the way to the basket, and she takes it to the rack, and she's fouled by Chandler, who does not like that call at all. And while I don't think Chandler got her with the arm, I do think that she was body checking her right there. So she definitely got Jade with the body. So Jade's going to go to the line for two free throws. They call that one on the shot.
And Chandler's just been given a warning from the ref. Been talking back a little bit there.
So Jade puts one up, and that's good. 4 minutes, 8 seconds left in the half, 22-15. Jade with the lead. Oh, Jade puts that one, bounces in and out and all around. So no good on that free throw. 22-15, Cake with the lead, 4 minutes left. They're passing the ball around. They find Davis. She puts one up, no good. Zoe with the rebound, who gets it to Haley, who tries to get it to Hannah. And again, Davis tries to intercept the pass, but she gets Hannah on the body. She's just not getting there quick enough. She doesn't like that call either, but there's definitely contact there. So Hannah is going to go to the line for a 1-1. Or are we in the bonus? Is that or double bonus?
No, that's only nine.
Okay.
So, we got
so
one
Hannah's
more to go
got
before
a
we're in the double bonus.
1-1.
But that is Davis's third personal foul, and there's 3 minutes, 53 seconds left in the second quarter.
Oh, and that first one goes in and out. Tanessa Ashenfelter gets the rebound, and she's going to take the ball all the way in. She picks up the dribble. She puts one up for three, and that's no good. Haley gets the rebound, gets it over to Hannah, who passes to Zoe, and back to Hannah. So they're across half court. Cake is ready on defense. They're going to set up the offense. Haley over to Hannah. That wasn't a great pass, but Kara ends up recovering. She's double-teamed by a couple of Cake players, and she gets some happy feet trying to get the ball away, and she's called on a travel. Cake decides it's time for a timeout, so we've got 3 minutes, 22 seconds left in the half. Cake with a 7-point lead, 22-15. Cake's got themselves in a little bit of foul trouble, which isn't necessarily unusual for Cake. They play a very physical game. So they have 9 team fouls for the half, Skagway with 4. And Talia Davis has 3 fouls, Chandler Kadake with 2, and Tanessa Ashenfelter with 2. Louise and Kelsey Mary each have 1. So that could play into Skagway's favor in the second half. Skagway with just 4 team fouls.
2 on Hannah, 1 on Jade, and 1 on Kara.
Ashenfelter into Louise. She's just going to walk the ball down at the top of the key. Over to Chandler. Tries to pass through 2 Skagway players that Hannah kicks the ball, which is good. Good defense by Hannah. But it's a Cake ball out of bounds on the sideline. Chandler into Louise. Over to Ashenfelter. And they find Louise at the free throw line. She takes a couple of dribbles, and Zoe with the rebound. Nice box out by Zoe. She gets it to Jade, who gets it to Haley. No pressure by Cake right now. Haley gets it across half court. Over to Hannah, who's open. She puts one up and in. That's 2 points for Hannah. 2 minutes, 45 seconds left in the half. 22-15, Cake with the lead, although they just gave those 2 points to Cake on the scoreboard. I'm sure they'll fix that. Cake puts a shot up. No good. Cake with the rebound and the putback. So Hannah's going to inbound. No pressure by Cake. Haley to Hannah. Over to Haley. She finds Zoe. He's going to put it up. Off the back of the rim and out. Jade gets the rebound. Gives it to Hannah, who puts it quickly back up. No good. Zoe's trying to get the rebound. She could have been called for over the back there. But there was no call. Cake with the rebound. Ashenfelter has the ball. She's going to move towards the key. She gets Louise and then Mary and then back to Ashenfelter, who's going to put one up for 3 off the back of the rim. And Kara Whitehead gets there for the rebound. She finds Haley, who gets it to Zoe. They're across half court. She finds Hannah. They're going to set the offense up. Over to Haley. Back to Hannah. Oh, and they find Zoe. She's open. She's going to put one up. Off the back of the rim, a little too much on that one. And Jade's going to be called for an over and back there. She didn't have position.
She She charged right through that middle.
That's Jade style.
So Jade has two now. They have 1 minute, 37 seconds left in the second quarter.
Cake with a seven-point lead, 24-17. Ashenfelter has the ball at the top of the key. Skagway's playing a zone defense. Chandler gets the pass. Hannah almost bats that one away, and they get it to Mary, who's open. She puts it up off the front of the rim. No good. And Jade's there for the rebound, but the ball gets away from her a little bit, and she steps out of bounds with it. So Cake is on the baseline. They're going to inbound. They find Louise. She's
completely wide open on the three-point line. And guess what? It's good.
She banks it in, and that's good. So 27-17. Cake with a 10-point lead. 1 minute left in the half. Over to Hannah. She finds Zoe at the elbow. Tries to get Jade on the low block, but there's too many Cake players there, and they steal the ball away. Chandler has the ball. She wants to drive it all the way in, but there's just too many people there. And then she's teed up because she throws the shoulder into Haley. She's totally frustrated and then just throws that shoulder right into Haley, and she's called for the technical. She doesn't like that call either. I'm not sure why, because it was pretty obvious. So Jade is going to go to the line for a couple of free throws. So we should have the free throws and then get possession of the ball. We've got 54 seconds left in the half, 27-17. And the first free throw goes up, and that one's off the side of the rim. And the second free throw up, and it's short, off the front of the rim. Jade, you can't make them all, right?
That's right.
Although we'd like her to.
She's over 50%, though.
Yeah,
so
no,
she's
doing good so far. Inbounded to Haley, who gets it over to Hannah, who finds Jade. Up to Haley, who finds Hannah, who she gets Jade at the low block. Jade puts it up for no good, and then Jade gets a rebound, tries for the putback. No good there, and they're going to call an over-the-back on Zoe.
That is Zoe's first personal foul.
Tanessa Ashenfelter with the ball, just getting across half court. Hannah's coming out on defense a little bit. They get it over
left to
Louise. I think they're just going to try to run the clock. Just one more shot. Oh, Hannah could have been called for a foul there. And I think she finally was.
So that's Hannah's third.
So Al Weber is going to sub in for Hannah. OD's down there doing his best Jeff Kassler impersonation, as far as I've heard. I've never really witnessed one. I saw some comments on Facebook.
Some good ones.
So Ashenfelter is going to go to the line because they're now in the bonus, so she's going to get a 1-1. First one is up, and that's good.
So it's 17-28, 25 seconds left to go in the first half.
Ashenfelter gets the ball for free throw number two. She puts that one up, and it's off the front of the rim. Zoe with the rebound. She gets it over to Jade, who gets it to Haley. 19 seconds left. Haley's going to push the ball. She gets it over to Zoe, who finds Jade at the free throw line, who gets it back to Zoe, and she tries to get it to Haley, but that she passes it away. It's in the backcourt now. Haley recovers it, but that's an over and back. Cake is going to be inbounding on the sideline right about half court. Davis into Ashenfelter. 8 seconds left. She's just going to dribble the ball. They're going to get one last second shot off. Doesn't look like it's going to be a good one, though, because she's not anywhere near the basket. And she does get the shot off, but it makes it just past the free throw line, so that's no good. That's the end of the half. Skagway trailing by 11, 28-17. And Becky, give us some stats.
So on the Panther side, we've got Hannah with three personal fouls and 6 points. Jade with 2 fouls, and Jade has 9 points. And Zoe Wasserman has 1 personal foul and 2 points. Kara Whitehead has 1 foul, and that does it for the Panthers. On the Cake side of things, Tally Davis has 3 personal fouls and 2 points. Chandler Kadake has 3 personal fouls and 2 points. Tanessa Ashenfelter, yes, that is definitely a tug twister, yeah. Cindy, has 2 personal fouls, and she's got 10 points for the T-Birds, and Louise Kadake has 1 foul and 7 points for the T-Birds, and Kelsey Mary has 1 personal foul and has 8 points for the...
Did you count her technical foul there?
Oh, and Chandler Kadake has 1 technical.
So that's 4 personal fouls on Chandler.
Yeah, so they're in a little bit of foul trouble.
So Cake plays a very physical game, and that does not really play to Skagway's strengths, but they're doing a great job of being tough on defense. They're breaking the press really well, making some pretty good passes, not a whole lot of turnovers today. So we'll see how the next half pans out. So we're going to send it back to KHNS for halftime. We've got 8 minutes left on the halftime clock.
Thanks, Indy and Becky. Great first.